Angelique Kidjo, welcome to World Music Matters.
Hey, thanks for inviting me.
You've put a lot of energy into defending women's rights, promoting education for girls. So it's never been a secret that you were mobilised for in the name of women. But in this latest album, it's called Eve, the women part is especially strong. Mm-hmm. It says on the album that this is dedicated to women in Africa for their strength and their beauty. Tell us a bit more about that.
Well, when you are raised by strong women, it leaves a mark on you. And I was raised by my both of my grandmothers, my mother, aunties, and cousins. And I've been taught pretty much how to behave as a woman and what to accept and not to accept. The decision was always left to me to make. And every time I go back to Africa, with UNICEF or without UNICEF, that strength and that beauty is always there. So I was in Kenya with UNICEF, and it was kind of emotional roller coaster, and music always comes to my rescue to balance all that together. So I arrive in a village where we have a problem of stunting. Stunting is acute malnutrition of a newborn baby. When a child is stunted, the mother is stunted too. So we have 2 years to reverse that. Otherwise, the brain is permanently damaged and the physical growth is also damaged, which impacts the economy of the country. So here we are dealing with all those issues. It's no number anymore with people, and then you can see how it affects people. And I arrived in the second village, and I was like, how am I going to put myself together to continue this trip? And they welcomed me with that song, and I'm like, it just sent chills down my spine.
You're talking about the song Mbamba.
Mbamba. And from that point on, I said, this is what I want the world to hear. I just want to put their voice there for people to listen to what they do on a regular basis. And every time they do anything, music is always at the center of it.
So you didn't go looking for music. You went into this village. It was, what's the village called?
Merta. I was in the Samburu district.
Okay, and this is like a professional women's choir, or this is just women in the village?
None of them are professional. They are just, they have their group of women to sing sometime, and they do some tape for people to listen to. I mean, the whole thing that is interesting is that there's still the rite of passage that I see all the time, but it's always one young one learning something.
Well, an instrument or a song?
An instrument and songs, and they bring the kids early for them to start, because our history is oral, so you need somebody to tell the other generation what's going on, what time is it. So I just recorded them. It was very, it was funny at one point, they're looking at me like,
Did they know who you are?
Yeah, they know who I am.
So I'm not being rude.
I brought my music, especially in Benin. I brought the music. I recorded my album almost finished when I went back, because I'm like, this is it. I would transform the whole thing. So the song that I wrote, I played for them with a boombox. I said, sing along. And they're looking at me like, you really expect us to sing that? I'm like, yeah, you're going to be very good at it. They look at me, they're like, we can't do that. It's the, what kind of rhythm is that? And then they start singing it. And then said, step by step, you see the smile going. And then you say, okay, stop. I've had enough. They creep on. Wishing for a friend, someone to call my own. Who's left for me? I have no bound and can't be sold. Give me a friend who's gonna catch me when I fall. It was also an opportunity for us to talk about those other stuff, the state of the economy, how it's affecting the merchants and the trade that they do from village to village, and how poverty is putting stress on the family, where some of them are facing their daughters going through prostitution to bring some help home, and how it's killing them step by step. And it's a fact that is going on in Africa, and nobody's addressing it.
Are women the solution?
Women are the solution, absolutely. And that's one of the things that I always used to say to people. You want to help African without the input in it? It's not going to happen. That's why people have been fighting for a decade now. I mean, you cannot come there with your sense of guilt, with your money, thinking that you can transform. You give them money, they take the money, you leave. Your money just is money. But to help African people, talk to them. They have the solutions. Make them part of the decision. If you don't do that, we don't change nothing. We won't.
Angelique Kidjo said that women in Africa are the backbone of society. You believe that very strongly.
It is, because a living example was my two grandmothers. They become widow very early. At that time, they were supposed not to be single. They were not supposed to be widow. They were supposed to be married to somebody else in the family, which both of them refused. They went on to start their own business, to be able to raise their kids, send them to school. Therefore, nobody can tell me that we cannot do everything. And in Benin particularly, is a matriarchal society. It's very, very rare in Benin where you see a woman sitting down doing nothing, that doesn't have money from herself to buy her makeup or to buy her fabric, to do whatever she wants to do, because she wants to be independent. Hello,
hello. Let's listen to another song. It's called Hello. And this is a song which features a trio called the Trio Teriba. Mm-hmm. They're from Benin. Mm-hmm. Hello, hello.
It's a song that comes from the Hausa, and I just put my adaptation of it because I don't speak Hausa, so I wrote the lyrics myself. For me, what was important in that song is the vibe of having fun. And it helps me bring the subject of happily married people. Because in Africa it exists where people, adults, choose each other versus child marriage. That is the song on the album called Kauri that is talking about. That is the encounter of a teenager that wants to just jump out of her body, just run away. Everybody is giving praise to her parents. And she's like, what about me? What if I want to go to school? And Hello is the contrary, where you come to a wedding and it's the moment where people just unleash their own creativity. I mean, your fashion show in Europe is just like a joke right next to it. I mean, they come up with those flamboyant headscarves and all those kind of stuff. And it's a moment where people get together saying, and then you hear a lot of hello in many different languages. Hello, hello, hello. That's what hello was about. Bana 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 bongo, bana bana bongo ye. Bana 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 bongo, bongo ye, bongo ye, bongo ye. At the beginning, you spoke about your mum. I gather she's a very important person in your life. She actually has a role on this record, Eve, and she sings a song, Bana. Mm-hmm. Yes, it's her childhood song. I mean, my mum was born in Pointe Noire in Congo. And when she married my father, she used to sing it for us as a child. So we all know the song. Bana, 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 bongo. Bana, bana, bongo, eh. Bana, 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 bongo. Bongo, eh, bongo, eh, bongo, eh. And I wanted my mom to sing with me.
Yeah. It's like coming full circle, no? I mean,
absolutely.
She gave you the love of song?
Absolutely. She's 87 and still kicking.
A constant inspiration, I imagine.
Absolutely. I spoke to her yesterday. And she was like, oh, I'm looking for another song for you. I'm like, oh, mom, please.
Give me a break.
Mom, this album just been released in Paris. She said, yeah, 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 for you to have it somewhere. You never know. I might not be here. I said, what do you mean? Say, I'm just joking. And a mom don't talk like that.
Awalole, I love that because here you are performing with the Philharmonic Orchestra of Luxembourg. So it's classical music, a full orchestra coming in, again with this female choir. How did that work?
Well, Philharmonic is something that comes to my life. I didn't ask for it. It came through a conductor from Luxembourg that wanted to arrange my song for the Philharmonic. And I said, go ahead, choose whatever you want. And when I wrote the music for this album, Awalole became something that he wanted to arrange. I said, go ahead. So for me, music has no boundary because classical music has its roots back in Africa. We just keep on escaping the fact that the music that we listen to, that we grow up, has its roots in Africa.
In what way?
Nobody give any credit to African music being part of rock and roll, blues, R&B, pop, funk, let alone classical music. When you listen to Bach has been taken a lot from the slave from Mexico. Sarabande comes from black people that come through slavery. I mean, it's also interesting to see how people tell your story. From the moment the colonizer tell our story, the stereotype that we are living today come with that story told, which give them every way to say, we didn't do anything wrong to nobody. Yes, you did, and you continue doing it.
It's a bit like the very title of this album, Eve. It's your mum's middle name, but of course it's the first sinner of the world, Eve, Adam and Eve.
But who said that Eve was a sinner? Adam? So let us make it this clear. I want to know if the men will accept the fact that Eve raped Adam, that Adam is a victim. If that's the case, let's go for that part. At least we raped one man. But did Eve put her knees on the throat of Adam and shovel the apple in his mouth? Didn't he eat it? I mean, what's wrong with men? Even for that, they can't take a stand. They can't even be courageous enough to say, oh, we both have fun and we screw up the whole world. It's not only Eve, we did it too. But in order for them to control women in general, they told that story. I mean, if you look at what is going on today, people take snippets from Bible, the Quran, just to have power over women. Why? Because men cannot give birth. And that freaked the heck out of them. So, hey, you want to get pregnant? Go right ahead. I give you everything you want. Go do it. I swear to God. I mean, I just like, why blame us? I mean, it's just amazing. And men take pride talking about their mother. Their mother is sacred, but other women are not. How can you make that happen? What kind of logic is that? When you marry a woman, it's a human being that you marry. It's not a possession. Yes. So for me, it's just like, you cannot say, I'm proud of my kid, they are doing great, not being proud of the mother of those children. Because you didn't do that alone. It takes two to dance the tango. So Adam and Eve, they dance the tango. And then Adam go, oh, guess what? She tempted me. She seduced me. And I have no brain to think. She made the decision for me, and she raped me. If the story is told like that, I buy it. Sorry.
The voice of your father is coming through, is it?
Absolutely. My father was not a woman basher at all. My father can care less. As long as my mom was happy, my father was happy because they give me less headache and I can't think for your life. I have to think for mine. It's already a headache. Why should I tell you what you got to do? Yeah, well, I hope every man can think like that.
Angelique Kidjo, thank you very much.
You're welcome.